With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Now can you tell me what's ailing me? Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Wow, here on Herb Talk Live, we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about some new laws, global cancer laws, by the way. Also, we're going to be talking about a new way to deal with anxiety. And we may touch on the shingles issue because I was asked last week to revisit that, so I didn't get to last week. So we got lots to talk about, and we do have a quack report. So before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm praying, as you know, for righteous men and women all over the place. I'm praying for righteous leadership in this land, you know, God willing. Seeking Lord's face, hitting the knees, asking, like Isaiah 59 says, for justice and truth. As we're supposed to pray, we're supposed to plead to our Heavenly Father for that. So that's what I pray for every day. I pray for protection, and I pray for health and wisdom and discernment. You know, you're supposed to judge everything. Otherwise, why would the Bible say to pray for wisdom and discernment? Ever wonder about that? Well, mind the time, it grows short, and without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Let's see. What do we have? According to the Obama administration, the premiums for the coverage in the exchanges are going to go up, as predicted by a lot of financial experts. They're admitting they were right. Federal officials on Monday had said that the price of the second lowest cost mid-range silver plan in the premium would probably go up about 7.5%, and 60% of enrollees across 30 of the largest markets in the U.S. will probably see a benchmark plan rate rise by 6.3%. So insurers who sought increases in 2016 because they said, hey, we're losing money in this Affordable Care Act situation. So guess what? You're going to be paying more. And nothing free. Mm-mm. What's up next in the quack report? Let's see. DNA found in hot dogs. Ooh, a private food testing lab called Clear Food posts scores of foods based on whether the food that's composition matches what's on the label, but the company doesn't test for GMOs or pesticides or anything that's not listed on the label. So, they don't even release the brand names of the products they're testing, such as these hot dogs, for instance, that had human DNA in them. So the lab tested hundreds of hot dogs and veggie dogs and found some disturbing things. It found human DNA in hot dogs. 2% of all the samples had traces of human DNA in them. The veggie dogs were the worst off, accounting for 67% of the hygiene issues with hot dogs, huh? Two-thirds of them had human DNA found them as well. So what this could mean is that people that are working in these food factories aren't wearing beard and hair nets and gloves and so forth. And it's interesting that most of the problems were found in the veggie dogs, which are supposed to be, you know, advertised as healthier than the meat-based ones. Last but not least in the quack report, As a chemist, he's trying to explain exactly how death feels before you die. Oh, boy. Anyway, he says even after clinical death, he says your brain keeps ticking for a little while. According to some studies, the brain appears to undergo a final surge in a way that would normally be associated with consciousness. So it may be that the surge might be responsible for what people experience as near-death experiences, but studies say that's a hypothesis. Scientists are still not entirely sure why the surge happens and what it really signifies. So when it comes to biological death, and it's not clear what happens then either. Well, maybe that surge is your Heavenly Father calling you home. You never know. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we got? We're going to talk about some global cancer laws, okay? yeah, you know, healthcare going global, so why not? Many people may not be aware or even believe that there's this plan for a global healthcare. And it's being actually used to also strip people from their freedom. So a clue is when countries have similar laws, and in some instances, almost word for word. Now, countries which are, you know, thousands of miles from the United States are under European Union guidelines with regards to therapeutic products and treatment. Yet Europe's laws seem to be influencing congressional laws here in the United States. Now, one may suspect that this is a very subtle way of incorporating the European Union's harmonization laws for global dominance. So one area of health that seems to be harmonized is with regards to cancer. So we're going to take a look and see where this is going and how this is going to impact our future. You ever notice, though, with medicine, modern medicine, there's this lack of a guarantee? In allopathic modern medicine, you'll notice there's a lack of a guarantee that the treatment will be successful. So there's really no refunds given by medicine. So you would think that with all the clinical trials and the tests boasting all the success and the treatment, that, you know, patients could expect some form of restitution should the treatment fail. However, that's never been the case in the occupation of modern medicine. So let's look at a couple of articles. Now, for decades, pioneers in the natural therapeutic approach to cancer could not get their research published in the press or in journals. So for research, if research was published, the editors chose the trials that had poor methods or of testing or neglected dose range or established some unuseful dose. However, when mankind is empowered with information from diverse sources and is made readily available, it can help with healthcare decisions. So the cost of proving a therapy works is pretty enormous. Now, if you want a treatment or a therapy to be recognized as effective, you have to play medicine by medicine's rules. So according to Forbes magazine, the cost of a clinical trial can range from $1.3 billion and up. So regardless if the natural therapy works or not, if you don't have the money to prove it by scientific methods, then it won't be taken seriously, and sharing that knowledge will be severely discouraged. So any unproven forms of therapy, especially for cancer, are labeled as pseudoscientific, or science regards them as quackery. Let me read you this quote it's on Wikipedia. It says, alternative cancer treatments have typically not undergone properly conducted, well-designed clinical trials, or the results have not been published due to publication bias. So there's a refusal to publish results of a treatment outside the journal's focus area, guidelines, or approach. All right, well, let's talk about treat nature with nature, because some of the new terms that patients are encountering in healthcare are complementary or integrative medicine, and often these two areas are grouped in with alternative forms of the healing arts. So who do you think initiated combining these practice terms as if they were the same thing? Well, apparently it was the White House Commission in 2002. And supposedly well-known researcher in complementary and alternative medicine is Dr. Barry Kassilf at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. According to her, there is a critical difference between complementary medicine and alternative treatments. So complementary medicine is still scientific allopathic medicine, which may also use natural forms of therapy. And in the area of medicine, it is said that the physicians use drugs as a last resort. So if you're using a complementary physician for treating cancer, the doctor is going to be a general practitioner rather than an oncologist. And we're told that 60% of mainstream medicine patients are referred to complementary medicine physicians. approximately 22% to 46% of cancer patients in the UK and Australia seek out the complementary physician. Now, in complementary medicine, the treatment for cancer can include what naturopaths and herbalists use: diet changes, antioxidant vitamins, and herbs. Probably why the White House thought it's all the same stuff, right? Okay. Well, let's talk about the Cancer Acts. This is the laws that I wanted to mention. Because I mentioned earlier that there are countries with similar laws with regards to healthcare treatment, especially in the area of cancer. Now, in 1939, the UK drafted the Cancer Act. Now, this act blocks patients, prohibits patients from receiving unauthorized cancer treatments and information on unauthorized treatments. So physicians in the UK are threatened with losing their professional standing on their medical register, which is equal to a U.S. doctor losing his license to practice, if they step outside the boundaries using any treatments not approved by the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, also known as NICE. Now, in 1971, President Nixon and the U.S. Congress enacted the National Care Act. One of the reasons it was created was to strengthen the position of the National Cancer Program and create a National Cancer Advisory Board. Now, of course, taxpayers pay for this at the tune of over $243 million a year, and it's a huge program that dictates legal cancer treatments in the United States. So cancer research is presented to the president, and Congress approves the funds, you know, paid for by, of course, you and me, taxpayers. So taxpayers pay also again when these treatments are approved through Medicare and Medicaid. Now, U.S. health authorities promote that, you know, we're winning the war on cancer. And their main reason is the statistics that they publish, that we've gone from 1 in 5 patients surviving their cancer diagnosis by 5 years to 1 in 3. The average cancer patient survives just about 2 years after their medical treatment. I don't call that winning, you know. So a main difference in the UK Cancer Act and the US Cancer Act is that if you live in the UK, you have no access to information involving natural therapeutic alternatives to dealing with cancer. So the Minister of Health in the UK prohibits any unauthorized person from communicating alternative therapies which reverse cancer. So there's this total ban on natural cancer cures in the UK unless it's prescribed by a licensed doctor. Now, authorities state that the ban is to prevent patients from being misled on bogus cancer therapies. However, that's kind of an excuse because, you know, rational people don't accept all information without considering it to be relevant. You know, you research it, you test it, you want to confirm it to be true. Now, there is a blackout on information which does not come from the scientific community, does not meet the critical and expensive guidelines of clinical trials, and is not administered by authorized doctors and nurses. So this is a big problem for people overseas who do not want drugs, chemo, or surgery to deal with their cancer if that is what their doctor prescribes. Because, you know, that's that free health care over there that the government pays for. It's a one-payer system. You're kind of stuck. Now, do you suppose the United States could amend the Cancer Act here to prevent information that could protect your life from an unnecessary and premature death from a disease like cancer? Well, I would hope that Americans would abolish such an act. You know, I would hope you would stand up to that, you know. And let's look at some of the costs. This gag order regarding cancer information has people in the UK concerned that their government may move to abolish their Human Rights Act of 1998. So the British feel their freedom of expression, their freedom of speech, and other fundamental rights are under attack. So what is going on in the UK can easily happen here in the United States. So a strong advocate for making changes to the Human Rights Act in the UK is a career politician and a direct descendant to King William IV, who is David Cameron. Within the next year, he plans to motivate Parliament to replace the Human Rights Act with the British Bill of Rights. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, the angle being used is to cut ties with the European Court of Human Rights that is influencing so many of their laws now over there. But what is the British Bill of what's in the British Bill of what rights? Say that three times fast. Well, nobody seems to know. It hasn't been revealed, and the Brits over there are very nervous. They could lose even more rights, so they don't know what's in their British Bill of Rights. Like, we didn't know what was in the Affordable Care Act. See how that's working? So they're worried that the new laws will impede their right to freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom to hold opinions, and to receive and communicate ideas and information without government interference. Well, that's pretty scary. You know, you can't have an opinion and express it. That's bad. So the British are kind of worried that the rights being shoved down their throats, you know, to protect health care and national security will be used in order to cancel out other rights similar to the events happening in the United States. Well, I want to read you this. This is the United Nations in Vienna. They have put together, they've published this download, and it's called The United Nations in Vienna in Your Daily Life. That's the name of the publication. And let me read you this quote. It says, "You may not realize just how connected the work of the United Nations family in Vienna is with your everyday activities." And you read that and you go, what? Well, let's just explain that a little bit. The United Nations has kind of been positioning itself to control countries with various laws in many areas, such as health, community and environment, like Agenda 21, and businesses. So this control is presented, like most laws, to control the people as if it were in their best interest. So if the people of their own land cannot control the nature of man, what makes anyone think that an entity like the United Nations can? So, however, everything that is wrong with man's nature, you know, disease, addictions, greed, violence, crimes, well, it's presented as a global threat by the UN. So the Vienna-based UN is attempting to place controls on this and more. So on the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, you can download their publication, The United Nations in Vienna in Your Daily Life. And this document should cause some concern, great concern, actually. The UN has headquarters in Vienna, New York, Geneva, and Nairobi. And the UN boasts that there are over 7,000 satellites in Earth's orbit, and 93% of them are registered to the UN. So they tell you that they are in control of your telecommunications, and that you can't check your news, your internet, or your phone without them knowing about it. They claim to know when you go on vacation, leave to go shopping, or when you're at work. The UN has partnered with the International Atomic Energy Agency to develop global facilities to irradiate your food and medical supplies, such as syringes for vaccines. They claim it kills bacteria, viruses, and insects, but they say it's harmless to humans. The UN also has the environmental program to preserve the environment, and they offer an example that if you want to go hiking and camp out in the mountains, that you would negatively impact the environment and contribute to climate change. The slant is that humans disrupt the delicate balance of the ecosystem. And they hint that you should just stay in the city. So the UN also has an industrial development organization and commission on international trade law to control the foods offered in supermarkets. The UN also is in alliance with various agencies which monitor water usage. Their satellites provide them with essential data regarding natural resources and how to monitor and manage them. So the UN is also in charge of creating jobs with the UN Industrial Development Organization, you know, from organic farming to manufacturing industry, their influence is there. So the UN was not kidding when they say they are in your daily life, because they are. Now, these global laws for health, really a stepping stone to global laws for, you know, things like natural resources, building codes, general infrastructure, legal system, economy, education, travel, you name it. I truly think that the global economy issue starts with the healthcare. So the healthcare encompasses about at least a third of a nation's economy. So your daily life, as the UN states, means your health, because health is not a part of life, it is life. So the globalization of healthcare is, I think, the linchpin on which upholds this global house of cards. So the only way to monitor a large system is to incorporate electronic tracking. And this is where your RFID chips will play a major role in who gets healthcare and access to services and who does not. So your whole life will be on a chip and controlled by someone other than yourself. The question is, how long is it going to take for such a system to be fulfilled? An indicator would be to consider how fast technology is evolving and, you know, what freedoms you've lost in the last 14 years. Well, I think it's time to decide, because going forward into the night without a light and a compass, I think, is foolhardy. So Americans still have somewhat of a free supplement market and access to information with regards to their health. Don't wait until it's too late to educate yourself and know how to better your health through natural means. So your organic foods, your regular exercise, your filtered water, good places to start, but also your medicinal herbs are going to go a long way to help you preserve health. So if you're not sure what medicinal herbs you should have, ask Apothecary Herbs. You may want to get their ebook, The Power Herbs, 13 Herbs Every Medicine Cabinet Should Have. Or just pick up a Power Herb kit. It has 13 herbal formulas that you can use. Right now you can call and get a free product catalog or go online and order some of their famous organ cleanses and immune-boosting formulas. The products will be especially beneficial not only for the winter season, but also as we move into this uncertain future. Give them a call, Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, 866 229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. The website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Got to take a break, but more info on the other side.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. you will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about anxiety. A lot of people are anxious. Well, you know, I guess the first segment of the show might have made you anxious, and I said for anxiety, there is always valerian root. But hey, it's better to be savvy than to be, you know, ignorant of what's going on. So we're going to talk about a way to deal with anxiety. So we really should stop and ask ourselves, what is causing us to be so anxious that it's affecting, you know, lots of areas of our life, sleep, eating possibly, if you have a lot of weight loss or weight gain, so forth and so on. There are solutions that we can find, and we want to make sure they're not crutches, but they're cures. There's a big difference. So everything physical is happening typically on a cellular level, but we think of anxiety as more of emotional. So it is emotional, but it's also got a cellular component to them, and so cellular things can employ physical reactions, And they can even magnify or even cancel reactions and emotions. And we could be left with things like, you know, panic attacks and, you know, long-term anxiety. So during our waking hours, our cells become damaged, especially the mitochondria. They get drained of their energy. So this is our cell powerhouse, and it determines if we're functioning at 100% or not. So our neurotransmitters, our hormones, and our capacity of our cells to acquire more energy are all involved. So when we sleep, our cells get revitalized, repaired. Anxiety actually robs the body of sleep, and then the repair work doesn't happen. So we've got this perpetual bad thing in motion. So rapid aging can also happen when we're anxious, and also degenerative diseases could result. So we don't want that. So let's talk about not being so anxious and see what is affecting us and get back to a good night's sleep and better health. First, let's look at some statistics. Some worrying, some people that worry, that's normal. Worrying's okay, you know, or being concerned's okay, but worrying too much isn't. So we want to make sure we don't get out of that normal area and want to stay in things that, you know, it's okay, it's appropriate to be concerned, but not over-worry. It shouldn't become so acute that it's constant, and it's just, you know, invading our thoughts all the time. About 20% of the population goes beyond the boundaries of natural worry. Anxiety has actually gotten so bad that it's more common than depression is, and it affects 40 million Americans. Now, according to the AMA, about 10% of us receive proper anxiety treatment. Now, that's pretty shocking. Okay, so you call up your insurance provider if you have insurance, and you find out who you could go to see. You go to see that, and there's a 90% chance you're not going to be treated for your anxiety the right way. Wow. Okay, so females suffer from anxiety and stress twice the rate that men do, and anxiety seems to be severely affecting our senior citizens as well. So all this anxiety is costing about $46.6 billion a year to our economy, and it accounts for 88% of the lost productivity at the workplace. That's pretty bad. So if we don't use our heads, we could end up like most people, that search for a relief of their emotional distress, like drugs or alcohol. That's what they use to cope and get through their day. But that causes another problem. So we have 65% of Americans that are taking anti-anxiety medications, and over half of them are mind-altering types of medications. It alters behavior. So each year, 3.3 billion prescriptions are dispensed in North America alone. And some people may say, so what? Well, that's 12 times the U.S. population. And every man, woman, and child could have 12 prescription bottles sitting on their kitchen counter with those demographic figures. So the two most popular anti-anxiety drugs are Paxil and Zoloft. Drug companies earn about $7 billion a year on those. All right, let's talk about sleep. Sleep medications. A lot of people use sleep medications to ensure they get some sleep. But sleep medications produce what I call artificial sleep, and it will ensnare the consumer. Why would anyone think that insomnia, sometimes called caused by anxiety, plus a drug addiction is the way to deal with things? I don't know. But sleep medications make you a drug addict. And you'd have to be pretty desperate for sleep to get hooked on these types of drugs, which only compound your sleep deprivation and anxiety in the long run. So the argument is given that they're tired of everything. They've tried a different mattress. They've gone to the chiropractor, they've cut out their caffeine, they drink a glass of milk before bed, they've tried herbal teas, hypnosis, and they still can't get sleep. So they tried everything. So then they turn to their doctor and they get a prescription for Ambien, which blocks a targeted switch in your body called the GABA receptor, and it turns it off. It's part of your central nervous system. Really? You would turn off your central nervous system? Well, you are actually under sedation while you're on this drug, and you may be asleep, but you're not getting the adequate rest on a cellular level and the rest that the brain needs. Okay? It's like, what's the word here? It's like the grocery store is still open, but they just turned all the lights off inside. Yeah? There's still activity in there, but no resting is happening. An example of this problem right we're talking about right here is Michael Jackson, who had a problem getting some sleep, if you remember. He had to be sedated with an anesthesiologist's a drug, right? He got more than what he bargained for. Anyway, when you're on these sleep drugs, they do change behaviors. For instance, they can change your demeanor. You could have mood swings. You can have delusions. So you could do sleepwalking. You could be more aggressive and have rage, paranoia, and even suicidal thoughts. So these are the side effects that happen while you're on the sleep medicines. So you've actually severed part of your nervous system when you take these drugs. Another fairly new sleep medication is Lunesta. It's also really bad. A lot of patients call it lunaticesta because it turns people into something else. The side effects tend to be abnormal thoughts and behavior, also causes depression and suicidal thoughts. So the list is pretty long with this drug. You can have memory loss and anxiety, which you're trying to get rid of, right? But that's why you can't sleep. Also, various allergic reactions, and you get out of bed while you're awake, and you do activities you have no knowledge of doing. It's like sleepwalking. It's like you're unconscious, sort of, in a way. So withdrawal from these sleep aids is really worse than insomnia that you start with. You get severe anxiety. You get severe panic attacks. You have memory problems and severe depression. You have an overall feeling of being sick, which means you are now addicted and you're an insomniac and you still have your anxiety. I would recommend not going this route, okay? Please, don't do that. Some other addictions are, if we aren't addicted to the prescription drugs, then we tend to turn to recreational drugs, and this makes 42% of the population using illegal substances to help them cope with their anxiety. So if drugs aren't used, alcohol's the other common crutch that people turn to. Canada has a real problem. They have 72% of their population using alcohol to help them cope. Well, thank you for telling me. Stay off the roads up there. Alcohol stimulates the nervous system while it depresses the self-control area. So the absorbed alcohol in oil, your organ tissue, is there within just a few minutes. It's in your brain, your heart, your liver, your pancreas, your lungs, your kidneys. And alcohol stimulates, but after it wears off, it magnifies anxiety, makes you nervous. All right, here's some foods you might want to avoid that will inflame anxiety. This is easy to do. I mean, you don't have to pay a doctor to tell you this. I mean, you can research this stuff out on the internet. But you want to watch the caffeine. It has some type of psychotropic action and can improve the mood in small doses, okay? So if you're going to use caffeine, use it in small doses, not a whole lot of it, okay? The problem is people, you know, are not getting small doses of caffeine. They're drinking 1-2 cups of caffeine a day, coffee, tea in the morning, maybe iced tea at lunch, or soda with caffeine. So they're getting lots of caffeine, and it's kind of pinging the anxiety. Caffeine overload can actually mimic a psychiatric condition. Maybe that explains a lot. Somebody at work, you know. So if you are prone to anxiety, you want to limit the caffeine. And if you suffer from anxiety, it may be a result, basically, of too much caffeine. Maybe you have caffeine toxicity. So you might want to look into that. And how can that happen? Well, Dr. Thomas Udide of the National Institute of Mental Health explains that people have brains which are more sensitive to caffeine. Some people have brains like that. And to them, caffeine acts more like a drug. So people with this kind of sensitivity may only be able to tolerate half a cup of tea or coffee per week, not to mention a day. Alcohol has also been a culprit that triggers anxiety, even though people will drink it to relieve feeling anxious. So as the alcohol wears off, the mini withdrawal takes effect and can trigger a panic attack and cause neurotransmitters in the brain to make you more anxious. So there you go. I was just talking to somebody this week that, you know, sometimes we're just wired differently. And some people don't react to the stimulants like caffeine that the average person reacts to. So to them, a stimulant is a sedative, and a sedative is a stimulant. You ever hear about that from people? Yeah? They can have coffee and then go right to sleep. I can't. I can't do it. I can't even drink coffee. It just makes me too jittery. I can't do it. Palpitations of the heart kind of thing. I can drink tea, but not coffee. I have to do the decaf, but that's just me. So if you listen to your body, it'll tell you, you know, that's not cool with me to be drinking, you know, caffeinated coffee there, Miss Wendy. It bothers me, and my body lets me know. All right, so our Creator God has put into our hands some tools that we can protect ourselves, strengthen us against anxiety, help us cope, okay, without getting into trouble. Medicinal herbs are full of nutrition that the body needs to help fight the effects of anxiety and stress, and that we can regenerate our neurotransmitters and our mitochondria cells while we sleep. So there's some herbs that you might want to look at. I like to use valerian root, skullcap, Oregon grapefruit, St. John's wort, guttacola, and some ginkgo. And there's some other herbs, and there's like seven additional herbs. It's a pretty, you know, powerhouse of a formulation there. And it's called emotional stress formula. So you're going to get some organic bees in with those herbs that are in there. And that's important for the nervous system because the nervous system runs exclusively on B vitamins. So you talk about being able to cope with your day. Get some organic bees, not synthetic. Get some organic ones. So it'll strengthen not only your nervous system, but your glands. It'll calm your nervous system down, but not sedate you. It helps you breathe easier, reduces your muscle tension, provides you with protein, and delivers more oxygen-rich blood to your brain so you can have clearer mind, you know, clear thought. So you can get that, all that, without a risk of addiction and side effects, sacrificing your alertness or coordination, you know, because sometimes when you take a lot of those anxiety drugs and sleep aids, you can feel really the next day like a truck ran over you. So look for those products. Look for the emotional stress formula at Apothecary Herbs. If your glands need a little bit more support, the mullein herb is really good. You can check that out. Also, if you need the valerian root, which is a nice little herb that takes more stress off the nervous system but does not sedate you, very good. If you have a lot of muscle tension from your anxiety, then I would look also at the relaxation formula. It will take tension out of muscles, especially if you have muscle spasms. Oh, yeah? It's an antispasmodic. Check that out. Relax formula. So you got some tools there. And the body food mix, if you need some help with vitamins and minerals, just throw that in your juice in the morning. It's powdered mix, and you're good to go. So the powerherbs.com has tools. It has options you probably haven't considered, and all without having to pay the doctor and whip out a copay and get prescriptions filled. And hey, it's the natural way that our Creator said to deal with stuff, right? Thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs. Thepowerherbs.com is the domain. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Now, if you have ordered a catalog and it has not arrived, check with us. Make sure that it was sent to the correct address. Also, I did run out of catalogs, and we'll be sending the new issues out. Same catalogs. It hasn't changed. It's just a new batch of them have arrived for us to mail out Friday. So we gotta hit the ground running because we got a stack of requests here. So that's the reason you haven't received your catalog is because we ran out of them. All right. We're going to talk about shingles because I got a request earlier last week to please touch on that again. A lot of people get the shingles vaccines, you know, being pushed, you know, shingles shots everywhere you look outside pharmacies and stuff. So nobody wants shingles, right? So that's why the fear is there, and that's why people will get that vaccine. Not me, though, because I know there's other ways. They say 2 people out of 10 in the United States are going to get shingles. You know, that's like 500,000 people every year. 1,500 people a day. Oh, not good. Very painful, distressing, disabling disease, more uncomfortable than the chickenpox. You know? I never had the chickenpox. I only had the mumps when I was little. So I have some sort of natural immunity to that. My brother got it. You know, he was pocked up for sure, but I never got it. Now, people over 50 years of age tend to get the shingles probably because, you know, immune system weaker, they say. And they've had the chickenpox virus in their system, and it's laying there dormant, waiting for its opportune moment. So what is it? Well, what exactly is the shingles? It's the virus Bacillus zoster caused by chickenpox, pesky little childhood disease, and it lies dormant, as I said, after the person recovers from the initial outbreak of the chickenpox. And it likes to kind of bunch as a squatter, if you will, camp out on the nerve tissue called the cerebral ganglia, or the cranial nerves, or even the posterior nerves, likes to sit there. And as we get older, the virus can reemerge and become shingles. Modern medicine really doesn't know why this happens. And as it's reactivated, it spreads and it continues to multiply on the ganglia nerves. And it likes to destroy the host neurons there while it travels down the sensory nerves to your skin. Mm-hmm. And this would explain why shingles is worse than the chickenpox, and you break out in those blisters and you have severe pain. So who's at risk? Well, as I said, people over 50, those who have weak immune systems, those with HIV, people who are dealing with chemotherapy or radiation treatments, transplant recipients because they take the immune suppressant drugs, and those that are experiencing a lot of stress. So those that take the chickenpox vaccine are also at risk because you are intentionally injecting the virus into your bloodstream. Oh, yeah. So some of the symptoms, if your doctor is going to diagnose you right the first time, early symptoms can mimic other conditions like peripheral neuropathy or the flu or even appendicitis. So early symptoms may be fever, overall weak feeling, but then within 2 to 4 days you may have a burning sensation and shooting pain, tingling or itching on one side of the body or on your face. It could appear on your face. So the pain will last about 4 weeks. The rash and your blisters can usually be there within 14 days, okay, and last there a while, take a while to clear. They do tend to scab over in about 10 days. You want to be careful not to rupture the blisters of those areas that tend to be affected because if they rupture, then they can get infected. So if you get an infection, it could enlarge your lymph nodes, and they can become infected too, so your glands are in there in the mix. So the disease sometimes appears on your face, and you want to be careful. If it gets close to your eye, it could, or your ears, it could really impede hearing and vision, so you want to be careful about that. I recommend you seek medical treatment from a licensed physician just to be on the safe side with that if it's near your eye or your ear. So if the shingle, if it reaches the cornea, for instance, of your eye, it could infect your cornea and could give you temporary or permanent blindness. That's why you don't want to mess with that. Dizziness, loss of taste can also be common symptoms with the shingles. Again, it's the central nervous system involved. Muscle atrophy and motor paralysis could also occur in severe cases. So we've got nervous system being affected and signals aren't getting through to the muscles, and this is why elderly patients tend to have that more often than not. So modern medicine has the shingles vaccine that they say to prevent the shingles. I don't know about that. Here's the reason. I mean, you had the chicken pox, and this is why you're going to have shingles. So why shoot more chicken pox virus into your body? Because that's what the shingles virus vaccine is. It's just the chicken pox virus, but it's magnified like 10 times. Who would be in their right mind do that? But you trust your doctor. So makes a little sense to me why you would inject a really potent chickenpox virus into your bloodstream, you know, to park itself on your nervous system once again. And when you're under stress or your immune system weak, bam, got the shingles. So, taxpayer money went to developing that shingles vaccine. And the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease helped. And that's what it is. 10 times more potent than chickenpox. So here's what I tend to do. Cleansing the system to release the burden, to have a free flow of toxins so the body can eradicate the infection. You want to use gland support herbs like your mullein. I would also layer in, if it were me, I would layer in some ginseng to eradicate the infection quickly. It helps the filtering organs do that. I would definitely use my immune-boosting herbs as well. And by the way, medical journals have listed studies on barberry root, mainly because it has this barberine, which is an antidote or antibody to shingles virus. Okay, they don't know why it does that, but it also kills staph and strep, diarrhea, salmonella, but it also kills the shingles virus. So if you have shingles, you just want to get the barberry root tincture, use it in a concentrate. So, and if you have any, use the valerian root to calm the nerves down because of the nervous system pain, and also relaxation formula to relax your muscles so you're not tense. Use your vitamin power in your herbs. The body food mix with the B vitamins also going to be beneficial. So you've got some things here. Plus, there's some things you can put on topically to numb the pain. There is the shingles kit on the powerherbs.com website with all those neat little tools in there if you ever get the shingles. But if you keep your nervous system healthy and your immune system healthy, you probably won't ever see it. So look at the immune booster formulas there. Look at the body food mix there. Keep your system healthy and top notch and sidestep the shingles outbreak altogether. How's that? Thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. Free product catalog, 866-229-3663. I promise they'll mail out Friday, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. Well, I see by the clock I'm out of time, but if you have a health topic you want me to cover on the show, don't be shy. Let me know. Send me a note off the powerherbs.com website or call me at Apothecary Herbs, and I will do my best. I shall. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.